May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Today, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I'm going to tell you the secret to life. You probably already know what I'm going to tell you, but you may not have thought about it this way before. It's something you've seen and experienced over and over, a secret that's hidden in plain sight, but one that can be hard to accept. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So there you have it. Now you know. That's the secret to life. This pattern of loss and renewal runs through our lives over and over again, whether we've ever stopped to think about it or not. For new growth to happen, the old growth has to die to give way to new life, new possibilities, and new fruit. Think about your relationships with other people. Have you ever fallen in love with someone? If so, you had to let go of parts of your single life in order to build a new life together. Maybe you're a parent and at one time had little kids. You needed to make sacrifices in your own life so that you could put your children first and allow them to grow and flourish. Even as your children grow older and grow up into adults, you are constantly having to let them go so they can change and mature into someone new. The same pattern can be observed in the changing of the seasons. The leaves fall off the trees and die as winter approaches, only to give way to new life in the spring, to new shoots, new buds, new fruit. The pattern of loss and renewal can be found all over Scripture as well. Think about the story of Adam and Eve. They had to lose their innocence so that consciousness could be born. Abram left his country and family so that he could found a great nation, and being renamed Abraham, be a blessing to all the families of the earth. Jacob lost his old identity and was wounded so that he could become a new man, Israel, with a new life. James and John left their father, their boats, and their lives behind in order to follow Jesus and become fishers of people. The secret is out. The pattern is everywhere. It's a pattern of loss and renewal, dying and rising, letting go and getting back, leaving and return. It's at the core of our baptism, and it's what we declare every Sunday in the Eucharist. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Today's gospel is set in the context of the Passover feast. Remember what that's about? It's a time of celebrating the Israelites' freedom from bondage, fleeing from Egypt and finding new life. It's about letting go, leaving behind, and seeking new life. In our gospel today, some of the Gentiles approach Philip with a request, and they say, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." They have heard about all of the wonderful things that Jesus has done, and they want to meet him. Philip goes to tell Andrew about the Gentiles and their request. And together, the two of them tell Jesus. What does Jesus say in response to their request? He doesn't reply by saying, "How wonderful," or "Bring them to me." Instead, Jesus goes off on a meditative comment about seeds and plants, about life and death, about servants and masters. What is he trying to say? The fullest answer comes to this in verse 32. At this point, Jesus declares that if he is lifted up from the earth, he will draw all people to himself. In other words, if the Greeks want to see him, want to benefit fully from what he's been sent into the world to do, his proper response is to carry on and complete the work that the Father has given him. This strange vocation is what will allow the Greeks to gain the truest and deepest access to him, just as God has intended. They wouldn't just see him as they had asked, they would come to him, in the sense of being drawn by the powerful love of God, drawn into fellowship and new life. All throughout John's Gospel, this final act of obedience to the Father has been hinted at, but it wasn't yet time. With the Greeks asking to see Jesus, Jesus realizes that now the time has come. The time when the preparation has been completed, and the great event, the final moment of love and liberation, has to take place. The fact that foreigners are asking to see him here in Jerusalem functions as a sign, like the first leaf of spring, that shows where we are in God's timetable. There will be no holding back. Although Jesus does what he must do in a unique way, standing against the power of sin and death so the rest of us won't have to, he is also pioneering a route along which his servants, his followers, must also go. They must get ready to be planted in the same way, to be willing to lose their earthly lives for life everlasting. Leaving the old behind so that new growth can happen is easier said than done. But we have to remember that letting go doesn't mean rejection or walking away. Instead, letting go is what allows us to be more authentically present to ourselves. It makes room for new ways and new life to be present. Our letting go gives God something to work with. When God is able to use our lives in ways that serve the kingdom, we die to our old selves so that we can bear much fruit. What do you need to let go of in your life? What do you need to leave behind? What needs to die so that something new can arise? These questions really hit home for me this week as I was thinking about them. About 10 years ago, I started working on my doctorate, and I was loving it. The classes, the conferences, presenting papers, teaching classes, all of it. Long story short, my doctorate ended rather abruptly. And all of this time later, I still carry around the questions of what if. I have been dragging that along with me, refusing to let it die, to leave it behind. But if I want God to use my life to bear new fruit, I need to make room for God to work. I need to set that down and seek renewal. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. As we prepare to enter into Holy Week, Jesus' response to Andrew and Philip becomes even more pressing. Jesus is speaking about his own future, which John has been alluding to all along. But the time has now arrived for God's plan to be put into action. Jesus knows that the events leading up to his death and crucifixion are now at hand. Jesus also knows that through his death, his followers will be given new life. It will be available not just for his Jewish followers, but for the Gentiles as well. This new life in Jesus is available for all. But in order for that new life to bear fruit, we too need to let the old die. We need to give up our old ways of living. We need to let God work in our hearts. So as you contemplate your spring cleaning this year, take note of the things that you need to let go of. What is holding you back? What needs to die so that you can fully rejoice in the new life that God offers you? You might surprise yourself with what you come up with. The secret to life is simple, and now you know what it is. As we go forth, may we live in ways that allow the old to be left behind for renewal in God's ultimate plan. May God grant that we find it so. Amen.